Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Funny, I'm just watching Fox and Friends here this morning, checking it out, and Ducey's got his new cookbook out. We'll have him on the show this weekend. But one of my wife's famous empanada recipes is in there. Healthy empanadas, man. Got to eat healthy. People ask me how I lost all that weight. Heard Paula's healthy cooking is one of the tricks. So just popped. Got some Let's Go Brandon inflation number popped this morning. And folks, Tucker Carlson did a really, really good segment last night. Hey, listen, the police state is here. Now, there's a way to fix it. I'm long on the United States, but the police state's here. It's here right now. The Biden administration's taking the mask off. A lot to talk about. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Not using a VPN online is like leaving your kids with a stranger. Most of the time, you're probably okay, but you want something to go bad, right? Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. I've got that. Also, please stay tuned for this. I've got two shocking videos of digital currency promoters, federal digital currency promoters and central banks telling you what it's really about. You're not going to want to miss it. Found these online this morning, and I've warned you. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Big tech companies will try to tell you changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Sure. Okay. We're supposed to believe the big bad tech wolves now turned into our sweet grandma. The truth is big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against prying eyeballs, I use ExpressVPN. When you use ExpressVPN on your computer or phone, you're hiding your unique IP address. Websites can't use that address to find out your real location or track what you do online. ExpressVPN also encrypts and reroutes 100% of your online activity, so your internet provider, Wi-Fi administrator, and hackers can't see it. And it's so easy to use. It takes just one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Bongino and you can get an extra 3 months free and a 1 year package. That's Express, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, expressvpn.com/Bongino, expressvpn.com/Bongino to learn more. All right, Joseph, let's go.
All right, all right, all right. Here we go.
Well, not all right. Today is the Let's Go. It's there not all right, but thank you for saying it's all right. You know, we got to be optimistic and stay long.
That's
time
all right.
For the Let's Go, Brandon, the LGB cowbell. Let's go, Brandon, again. As you can see, just popped this morning at 8:30. AM Eastern Time inflation comes in hotter than expected at 8.3% of an annual rate in August. Washington Examiner story will be in the show notes. Folks, this isn't hard. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. You print and you keep printing money and you give away money in a student loan welfare program and you give away money to chips companies and you give away money in the Green New Deal and you print a bunch of freaking money you don't have to chase a bunch of products that aren't even made because we're still in a supply chain crunch. Then shocker, the prices of the things that have been made are going to go up as more money chases it. There you go. The verdict is in. None of this is hard. Just let me put that in perspective. 7% inflation, prices double in 10 years. Double. 8.3% faster. Joe, is 8.3 bigger than 7? Just quick math check.
It's bigger.
Thank you. It comes in a lot for prices double quicker than 10 years. Keep it up, man. Keep it up. 8.3% annualized inflation. Keep printing money we don't have as we stare into the abyss. All right. You'll hear a ton about that today. Maybe we'll talk about it a little more tomorrow. Folks, it's time to course correct. The time to course correct is now. You know, I had a person on my Locals account yesterday. If you're a subscriber there, I get your emails direct. That's one of the benefits of subscribing to Locals. You know, up to you. It's your call. But Rumble owns Locals. I like to promote it. I do videos on there about 5-6 times a week. And someone sent me an email yesterday, and it said, you know, Dan, Rush was always more optimistic about the United States, you know, kind of like a Be More Rush thing, which I always appreciate the feedback. But as I've said often, I'm not Rush. I'll never will be Rush. Rush was an icon. He was a game changer. That's not me. I'm just Dan Bongino. But having said that, I'm optimistic. I am optimistic about the United States and long in the United States. But I'm not optimistic about now, about the short term before this election. And I'm sorry if that's not your type of show. I don't know what to tell you. And I'm not optimistic. I don't want to fake optimism because, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm anxious, you should be anxious. And if anxiety promotes action, like getting out and voting, knocking on doors, running for office yourself, and supporting liberty-oriented candidates,
then you know what? That's what I need to do. I don't need to tell you everything's going to be good and delicious tomorrow morning, because it's not. We got to do something about it. And the thing that worries me the most, with less than 60 days to vote now in the midterms, is, folks, the police state is here. We must stop the metastasizing FBI, DOJ, Biden administration, police state. We are now completely third world. We are not even remotely attached to a law enforcement intel swamp in DC that's actually doing law enforcement and intel. Not even remotely. The FBI, DOJ, and I believe a lot of intel agencies right now, their management leadership has been entirely, completely corrupted. The Biden-Garland police state is here. The mask has come off. Folks, how do you explain this? Washington Examiner, Trump confidants targeted as the DOJ ratchets up January 6th investigation with 40 subpoenas.
Tyranny.
You're damn freaking right, tyranny. And we said it yesterday. Tyrants do tyranny, and they do it well. Folks, I'm going to play some video from Tucker coming up in a minute. I want to know a couple things first, though. I warned you a long time ago that the January 6th investigation has nothing to do with January 6th and everything to do with weaponizing the FBI and DOJ that are now completely lost as a political tool of the Democrat Party to intimidate political opponents. Let me just restate something. And you'll hear from Tucker again in a minute in this clip. It's about a minute plus. It's a pretty decent clip. It's worth your time. You live in what used to be a constitutional republic. You have a big R God-given right to speak freely. Listen to me. You have a big R God-given right to speak freely. If you believe the 2020 election was stolen, fleeced, there was malfeasance, there was misfeasance, there was a little fraud, there was a lot of fraud, you speak out. You live in a free country, damn it. And there's nothing the FBI or the DOJ can do to take away your rights. They can scare you. They can arrest you. But if you stand strong, they can't stop you. What are they going to do? Put duct tape over your mouth? I get it. There's a penalty for all this, folks. Well, Dan, if I speak out, I could be next. Folks, I could be next. You have any idea how many texts and messages I've got from close friends? I kid you not, who said to me, hey, has the FBI knocked on your door yet? You realize this is how crazy it is. We now live in a North Korea type police state where friends of mine who are supporters of Donald Trump are not, you don't understand, they're not just like mildly anxious. They are expecting an FBI knock on their door. You wonder why that poll. Do you agree with the statement Roger Stone said that the FBI is Biden's Gestapo, and something like 59% of people agree? Why is that? A couple of things. One, I'm not scared, and I know my friends aren't either. They're anxious. They're not scared. Folks, the FBI, after this midterm election, ladies and gentlemen, a serious conversation has to be had about disbanding this now completely broken agency. No attachment to its mission. I'm laughing at the fidelity, bravery, integrity thing. A lot of good agents. Again, I don't stereotype it. They do. I work with some of them. I'm sure there are guys out in the Omaha office and stuff doing bank robbery cases who have no attachment to DC at all and don't even have anything to blow the whistle on because they're not there. They don't know anything about these weaponized investigations out of DC. I accept that. The agency is broken. It must be disbanded. Listen to me. Take the funding, bump the funding, bump it 10%. Take the agents that have committed to the mission, disperse them over various federal agencies, break up the mission, and give it to other agencies. This agency is broken. It is done. It's finished. Christopher Wray should be fired immediately. He's now worse than Jim Comey. You think Christopher Wray, why isn't he threatening to resign? Where are agents threatening to resign? Where are more whistleblowers? Supposedly 20 or 40 or something came forward, according to Jim Jordan. Why is Christopher Wray knowingly partaking in being the first police state operator of the FBI? Full police state. Comey, we were 3/4 of the way there. Christopher, what is Christopher Wray still doing in this job? What's he doing? Let me answer the question for you, Joe. The reason Christopher Wray is still in the job is because he likes targeting Republicans. Why else would they be doing this?
Right.
You're sending us Is anything I'm saying crazy? You're sending a subpoena to Stephen Miller? Boris Epstein? For what? Eastman? For questioning an election in a pandemic with mass mail-in voting where evidence is everywhere of mis and malfeasance? Are you freaking kidding me? This is, we're in Cuba now. We got freaking Maduro in the White House. We got Christopher Wray, jackbooted thug running the FBI. There should be mass resignations. This is disgusting. I'm sorry, this clip's a little longer than a minute, but this is worth your time. My good friend Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch says all the time that the power of the left is that they understand the process is the punishment, folks. Now, Christopher Wray, I mean, just the most disgusting leader of the FBI we've ever had, a man with no principles at all, an embarrassment. I'm telling you, I fully expect his guys to knock on my door. I'm not being dramatic. Nobody in this house would even be remotely surprised. I'm a supporter of Donald Trump. Makes me a target immediately. Tom Fitton always says the process is the punishment. Christopher Wray, the FBI, the DOJ, and Joe Biden understand that. They understand by issuing these subpoenas and demanding these people come forward and talk for speaking out against an election that had tons of open questions, that you will have to get an attorney, that you'll have to travel up to D.C. if you're subpoenaed. It costs a lot of money. Ladies and gentlemen, not everyone has a radio contract and a TV contract and the luxury of throwing $200,000-$300,000 out there for a lawyer. Just ask Mike Flynn. The left knows this. The torture is the process. The issuance of the subpoena is the punishment. Listen to Tucker explain this last night. Ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment is gone. Hunter Biden is somehow magically not escaped all prosecution whatsoever by the same FBI, despite smoking crack and doing deals with nuclear-powered enemies, bringing in his dad. And yet Boris Epstein and Steve Miller, advisors to Donald Trump and Steve Bannon, find themselves under investigation every day. It's just amazing. Here's Tucker. He explains it. Check this out.
It shocks the conscience of everyone who sees it. But the number of people who see it is very small because it is not covered by any media. And it's not just happening to Amy Kramer. This show has obtained a subpoena from Merrick Garland's DOJ issued in the past week. And what it demands is both unlawful and without precedent in American history. The subpoena claims to be investigating, quote, any claim that the vice president and or president of the Senate had the authority to reject or choose not to count presidential electors. Now, keep in mind that any claim you make as an American citizen about electors, any claim you make about American politics, period, is protected explicitly under the First Amendment. That's our core freedom. It's why we live here. It's why we're proud to be Americans. It's why so many American servicemen died protecting our country. Those are the freedoms that they fought to preserve. That's why nobody prosecuted leading Democrats in 2016 when they sought to reject electors for Donald Trump. Right. It's why none of those people, including Kamala Harris, is now in jail. But right now, according to the subpoena that we have obtained, Merrick Garland's DOJ is demanding all communication from the following people on this topic. And let's be clear before we read their names that it is not clear what the investigation is actually about. And that's the most terrifying part. What is this? On what grounds are you demanding my private communications with people? They never say. But included in this precedent-breaking sweep of political opponents of the Biden White House would be former White House advisor Bernie Kerik, who is the former police commissioner of New York City. Boris Epstein, who is the current attorney for Donald Trump. At no time in American history has it been okay to grab the personal communications of someone's lawyer, because those are privileged. Not anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a serious policing entity anymore, the FBI. It's just not. It's not. They're bouncers in the Democrat political bar. That's what they are. That's what this entity has become. Why are we dancing around this as Republicans? I don't understand. This isn't a defund the police thing or a war on police. It's a war for police. Do you understand that? The fact that the FBI and New York law enforcement officials have decided to let the city descend into chaos and you get raped, robbed, and murdered on the streets We have a federal government not focused on Al-Qaeda or intelligence development or anything like that, but focused on Donald Trump, Donald Trump's associates, anyone associated with Donald Trump, Donald Trump's neighbor, Donald Trump's elevator man, the building Donald Trump owns, Donald Trump this. We now live in the third world. Do you understand? We live in the third world. And I'm very sorry to the gentleman who emailed me. I appreciate the email again. Deeply appreciate the email. But no, this isn't a note for optimism. You know what the note for optimism will be? In 2022, if we can take control of the House or Senate, demand, do not ask. Asking time is over. Demand from your congressmen and senators. Demand it. Email, call. I don't care what you got to do. Show up at campaign events and demand firings and resignations and hearings and removing of funds from the FBI sent to entities doing actual law enforcement. This is outrageous. The First Amendment has now disappeared. You believe the election was stolen? You believe the election wasn't stolen, but there was malfeasance? You believe the election was legitimate, but you still want to protect people's rights to speak out? It is your God-given big R right to speak out about it. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Questioning elections is your right. Showing you how phony the FBI, DOJ, and the Biden Gestapo are in the White House. How phony and fake. There's a candidate for office, a Democrat right now. Candidate for office claiming his election was stolen by Congresswoman and Republican Myra Flores. Oh, you doubt me? It's in the newsletter. Town Hall, Sarah Arnold. Democrat congressman accuses Republican of stealing election away from him. Myra Flores, his opponent in the election. Yeah, I see it right there. I thought questioning elections was worthy of an FBI subpoena. It's not if you're a Democrat, because they're bouncers in the Democrat bar. Listen, man, I'm just a 47-year-old guy. I don't have any special intuitive X-Men like, Professor X powers, okay? But I got to tell you, I screwed up, man. I did. I worked with the FBI and some great guys. I really did. And I thought it was indicative of a larger culture in the agency. I really did. I know in the Secret Service, because we are forced to work with Democrats and Republicans. The joke was, you elect them, we protect them, right? I can tell you for a fact, look at me, please. It's not a perfect agency. We can gush. You know, we had problems too. Been all over the media. But I can tell you this, never in my life, even me, a diehard conservative, did I ever hear a guy, even on the Obama detail, a destructive human being like that in the White House, did I ever hear a guy mention politics and let it get in the way of their duties? The FBI is incapable. They are incapable of doing that. It is obvious. They can't do it. They have a mission to enforce the law in a blind, nonpartisan manner. They are incapable of doing it. It is obvious. Why isn't this guy under investigation? Here, you want some more suspects? Here's again a minute and 30 a montage of just about every prominent Democrat under the sun questioning elections for the past 4 to 6 years. Why aren't they under investigation? Because the FBI is in-freaking capable of doing its job. That's why. They questioned an election and said Vladimir Putin colluded with Donald Trump. Here's the crazy thing. Not only were the Democrats not under investigation for that, like Republicans are now, due to the FBI bouncers, Democrat bouncers, the Republicans found themselves under investigation for the fake lies of the Democrats. They are not a serious law enforcement entity anymore. I've been there. I did the job. When I saw a problem, I left. Have some balls, man. Grow a set of freaking balls and leave that in. Grow balls. Do something. Do the right thing for once, damn it. You took an oath, man. Doesn't that matter to you? What's wrong with you people? Embarrassed for you. Here's your list of suspects. if you actually want to enforce blind justice and go out and attack people for their First Amendment right to challenge elections. By the way, which I don't recommend, but here's suspects if it's now illegal. Take a look.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's real
what I'm
thing.
Scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate?
Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election. And he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is illegitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
But there absolutely is a cloud of illegitimacy.
So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election.
A lot of suspects there. I know it doesn't matter to you guys. Again, I'm embarrassed and disgusted for you. Do your freaking job, man. You swore an oath. Does that matter to you at all? Even a little bit? You become so mercenary that the next paycheck, not your country, nothing else matters. You have protections. You have whistleblower protections. You see something wrong, call it out. But you can't. And to the whistleblowers who have, and the good, decent women and men over there still doing their job, stuck in this chaotic, failed agency, I feel for you. Speak out. You see something, say something, should mean something, not just for terrorism. Show some spine, man. It's time. All right, let me take a break. You know, this is what I want to get to next. Folks, the police state we now live in desperately wants to control the currency. If there is one thing, I don't think there is a thing we've been more concerned about over the 8 years, Evergreen, doing the show. Right, Joe, than digital currencies? We've all warned you so many times. I'm like embarrassed to bring it up again because I don't want to sound like I'm echoing myself. Digital currencies. It's over. If with digital currency, a federally controlled digital currency, no cash goes through, forget it. Stick a fork in the country. I'll show you why coming up next. This interview is going to shock you. This video, I promise you. That's not me overselling. All right. Today's show also brought to you by preparewithdan.com. Preparewithdan.com. What is that? That's my friends at My Patriot Supply. They sell emergency food and emergency products. Are you aware this is the time to save the most money I've seen in years on their emergency food? Prepare today. It's true. You're going to get a great deal. Go right now to preparewithdan.com. You'll save $250 on a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. It's the lowest price they've offered in 3 years. The sale won't last long and there are only days left. Go to preparewithdan.com right now and get $250 off each kit you need. This amazing kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, providing over 2,000 calories a day for 3 solid months. It's specially packaged to stay fresh up to 25 years. Not 2.5, 25 years. That's a lot of food security for you right now, right there. Act before the sale ends. You'll enjoy a $250 savings per kit. Get one kit for each person in your care. You'll always need more than you think. Go to preparewithdan.com and save. Your kits will ship fast with free shipping too. Listen, this amazing sale ends in just a few days. Don't miss out. Better to have this emergency food and not need it than to need it and not have it. You see all the stuff going on, the inflation number popped today. Go to preparewithdan.com and save big on the emergency food you're going to need. That's preparewithdan.com. Preparewithdan.com. All right, thanks, My Patriot Supply. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Folks, the police state we are now living in. It's not a question anymore. I'm not debating it. For the liberals who listen to my show and start crying and peeing your pants, go pee somewhere else. I'm not interested in debating you on this. The police state is here. I just produced the receipts. Subpoenas going out to political opponents, you questioning elections, and not only not getting a subpoena, getting the FBI to investigate your BS allegations of collusion. Sounds like a police state to me. They desperately want a digital currency. It offers everything the police state needs. Let's just go through a couple of the gems that a digital currency would bring you. Now, just to be clear, in case you're not a regular listener, what is a digital currency? It's not Bitcoin. That's run by specific algorithms. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about cryptocurrency. I'm talking about digital currencies. That's when the federal government essentially bans cash. Everything happens through a digital currency monitored and issued by the Fed and the government. How it works? Listen up and you'll see. What does it do for them? Number one, it enables surveillance. You go pay in cash right now. You buy alcohol, cigarettes, you gamble money away. I'm giving examples of things people generally don't like, but in a free country, you're allowed to do things people don't like. Some people find gambling entertaining. Some people smoke. It's bad for your health. It's terrible, but they do it. Some people go and buy firearms. Some lefties hate that idea. Conservatives understand it's probably good to protect yourself. They would be able to watch all of it. There would be no cash. You'd go, you'd take your phone or whatever, or maybe something embedded in your skin. No way. Oh, listen up. Run it over a scanner. Oh, there's Dan Bongino's microchip. He just purchased a 357 Magnum, 2.5-inch barrel from Joey's Gunworks in Jensen Beach. Gosh, that's kind of strange. What's he doing? Maybe we should show up at his house. Surveillance. Enables the government to engage in mass surveillance. Kind of thing the police state would love, right? Right, fellas? Surveillance, kind of their bag of donuts.
Man, it sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. What about this? What about healthcare policy? Remember Barack Obama with Obamacare saying, you know, at the end of life, grandma's hurting. Maybe she should just take the pill. Well, if you had a digital currency, wouldn't it be really amazing if the federal government monitoring this currency passed some kind of law that said, you know what, when you're 85 plus, you can no longer purchase this expensive new ALS medication that could extend your life. You know what I'm talking about. Something happened yesterday with a new ALS drug. You're not allowed to purchase it. You just take the pill. No, I have the money. Doesn't matter. Your digital currency won't work there. No, Dan, that won't happen here. Really? We never thought the FBI would investigate a fake pee-pee tape to try to interfere in an election and then serve subpoenas 50 days before an election in 2020 to interfere with another one, knowing that the public's going to see it either. We never thought that would happen. And they're doing it right in front of your face. Here's the mask. Here it comes off. They're doing it right in your face. They are giving you a double-barreled FU. Right in front of your face. You think they won't do it again? The vaccine mandate stuff makes sense now? Putting things under your skin and in your body and you have no choice. Oh, that didn't happen. Oh, but it did.
The goosebumps again once a week.
What have I warned you about that hasn't come true? Anything? What'd I tell you? I told you around August, things were going to get bad. Starting to get Goldman Sachs announcing layoffs now. All these tech companies announcing layoffs. Inflation popping again, 8.3. Did I tell you that? Remember that show? People laughed. Oh, look at you. Sky's falling. Sky's not falling. But it's certainly dropping. It's not just that. The timing of the currency, too. Leah Halpern comes on my show a lot. She's a crypto expert. Has a great podcast. She's terrific. Leah always talks about timing. Let's say the government wanted a stimulus package, right? Another government waste bill to blow up inflation. They could say, hey, we're going to give you guys all a digital currency of $1,000, but you got to spend it in 30 days or it's no good. You think inflation's bad now? I want you to listen to this. This is the Bank of International Settlements general manager, Augustin Karstens. I want you to listen to him. The accent's a little tough, but you'll get it. Talking about these central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, talking about how, quote, they give them absolute technological control of the currency. Ladies and gentlemen, just listen to their own words. You don't have to listen to me. Check this out.
A key difference with the CBDC is the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also, we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
Again, folks, you know this is a problem when the left comes, I think that's perfect there, that'll be next. Despite the fact I'm just playing you their own words. Absolute technological control. He's not lying. Just like Biden has turned the United States government law enforcement apparatus into bouncers and has pulled the mask off. They don't care that they're interfering in another election less than 60 days before an election, flushing subpoenas out all over to keep Donald Trump in the news. The FBI and DOJ doesn't care. These CBDC digital currency global advocates, they crave control. They talk about it openly. It's not me. It's them. It's me repeating their words. Gets even freakier. It does? Oh, yeah. I want you to listen to this next clip. This one is going to toast your muffins. This is Professor Richard Werner, a guy with a lot of experience in quantitative easing and central banking. He's at this little symposium thing. And he's talking about what he was told from some European central bank officials, supposedly in the know about digital currencies. I want you to listen very closely about what this central bank official told him about this digital currency and violating body sovereignty. And as you're listening to it, I want you to keep the vaccine mandate in mind. You think this is all by accident? Check this out.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. He was invited to one of the old central banks in Europe that are very much promoting this. And they showed him. And, you know, he's a top, executive director of another central bank in Europe. And there's no reason to believe that he was telling me a story. And he was around this large and would be implanted under your skin. So that is the plan.
Right.
And of course, that has other implications on top of what we've mentioned, on top of the control aspects, because that actually enters your body. In my view, violates human dignity and can be then used for even in terms of functionality beyond the monetary and economic transaction purposes. So highly dangerous and definitely something we have to oppose.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, not my words. Theirs. This gentleman, thankfully, seems against this ridiculous, stupid, totalitarian, authoritarian idea. But make no mistake, they are pushing for this here. Democrats and some Republicans, a digital currency. The answer is no. A resounding, forceful no with 5 exclamation points. It will be over. You will have no control over your life at all. Tax rates up like that, gone. Money gone. Disappeared. The answer is no. This is a surveillance tool to manipulate policy. That's it. It's nothing to do with efficiency or anything like that. All right, folks, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm on the other side of this break. We come back here. I got a very important request. Something happened. It's kind of bad, and I need a favor from you all. I got that, and also... The good news, I always try to end with a little bit of good news. The good news is that the pure, unadulterated ignorance and stupidity of the Democrats' suicidal policies are really starting to become transparent around the world. You can only do stupid for so long before it catches up with you. GetRefunds.com. Folks, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation. I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? The answer, go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys, they put together, they're highly trained in this little known payroll tax refund program and have already returned a $1 billion to businesses. They can help you too. They do all the work, so charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Really that simple. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those who had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, here's what you do. You go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and just answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Okay, folks, I have a quick ask, a little bit of bad news for you. I don't know what's going on in the Secret Service, but guys my vintage who came in 99 on through like the early 2000s, a lot of them are coming down with cancers, and I mean very serious cancers. Knock on wood, so far, I've actually been the lucky one. I got lymphoma. We caught it early. I'm hoping I'm okay, but my friends haven't been so lucky. Two of them died. I've told you about both of them. Mark Budke, God rest his soul. Colin Johnson, God rest his soul, from various deadly cancers. I got lymphoma, of course, as you know, and then I found out this week another good friend of mine, a good and decent man, great guy, Sean Mahoney, is really in bad shape. He's got a very serious form of cancer. So his friends and set up a give, send, go for the family. I can vouch for it. It's real. And if you could spare a few bucks, I'm not asking for a lot, but I put it out on my social media feed this morning. There's already close to, I think, $4,000 in there. The website to support Sean and his family is givesendgo.com/G6HKG. It's up on the screen if you're watching Rumble, and the link is in the newsletter today right at the top. You can just click right on it. It's givesendgo.com/G6HKG. I would deeply appreciate it. If you got a dollar, a few bucks, he's in a lot of trouble. I don't know what's happening over there. I have no idea, but four guys of the same vintage all coming down with cancer and who really take good care of their health. This guy was a counter assault team guy. That's our SWAT team. He was just a, peak physical condition guy, just like Colin and Mark Budke too. And God help him and his family. He's a good man. I appreciate any support you can give. It means a lot to me. So thank you. All right. Rough. Who knows what's going on over there? Folks, the good news about it's hard to transition. There's no easy way to segue, so I'm not going to try. The good news because I like to leave you with a note of optimism. And again, what's otherwise sometimes a dour show. I appreciate that guy's feedback. And there is a note to be optimistic about some things. And this is that transition. Although I'm not doing it because of the email. I'm doing it because it's true. You can only engage in, I don't know any other way to describe it, to be fair, but pure policy stupidity for so long before the policy stupidity catches up to you. Why? Because if the policy is genuinely stupid and dumb, it's going to lead to a bad outcome. Eventually, the bad outcome has to happen. Joe, tell me if I'm not making sense here, or else it wasn't a bad policy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do something, I'm challenging myself. If I tell you, listen, the Green New Deal energy plan about moving to solar and wind is dumb because we don't have the battery capacity or the land for all the wind and the solar, and we are going to depower our economy and commit suicide, and none of that happens, then I'm wrong. It was a sky is falling moment.
Right.
But we're not wrong. That's the thing. The stupid policies were stupid because we were right. And now the stupidity is finally catching up with them. And I am hoping, not the liberals. The liberals would rather die than admit they're wrong. I'm not kidding. They would rather freeze to death in the winter. Liberal communists, I'm not joking, than say, we're idiots. Democrats, sane Democrats, even some like changeable young liberals who are just young and haven't figured out yet, they're going to come to the realization real quick that, damn, that was stupid. Here's what I mean. Here's Jennifer Granholm. She completely unironically, she starts celebrating Europe's move to green energy. Joe, this is now. As Europe is now, yeah. The winter is coming in Europe. Putin is about to freeze them out because they have no energy infrastructure to handle this outside of Green New Deal dreams, right? They've been relying on gas from Russia. They're about to freeze. Here's Granholm celebrating Europe. This is great. You guys are awesome. And then I end it right here. She unironically asks the question. The question now is, can we get enough reliable energy? That's the question you asked before, not after. Watch this. Check this out.
The ability to be able to band together to find solutions on the technology side to make sure that countries are energy secure because they don't want to have to rely upon Russia, for example. So the Europeans obviously are moving with alacrity in this direction. Germany, I think, saw in the first half of this year a 22% increase in solar. They need it. It's an existential question, obviously, because they have had such a great reliance upon Russian fuel. Great Britain, they just completely decided they were going to not use any.
No more Russian energy.
What does that tell you? They've got to move swiftly as well. So for people, it's not just a moral question. It's an issue of, can we get enough reliable energy for our people right now?
No. Do you read the news, you imbecile? Keep a geese laughing. Joe, what kind of a dip? Oh, I want to say it so bad. Do you read the news? Here, let me just put a couple quick headlines out there for you in case the energy secretary. Let me say that again. In case the energy secretary missed this. China's not having energy problems. Here, Wall Street Journal. China's coal power boom. Beijing's building more coal fire capacity than the rest of the world combined. U.S. climate lectures notwithstanding. China's got to be thinking to themselves right now, guys, am I crazy? How blessed are we to have enemies that are so freaking stupid? The rest of the world is about to freeze and going through an energy crisis. China's like, yeah, we'll just build the coal here, plants here. Don't worry. You guys take away your coal under the guise of helping global warming or cooling or whatever you call it tomorrow. We'll just build more of it over here. So nothing's going to happen at all with CO2 emissions. We'll be warm while you guys die. China's got to be like, gosh, we are so blessed to have stupid enemies. Does she know that? You cut all the coal you want. Every plant we cut, China will build three. Here's another headline. Bloomberg. I picked a couple left-leaning outlets in case you think I'm making any of this up. This has escaped Jennifer Granholm magically. Germany has 3 months to save itself from a winter gas crisis. Olaf Scholz's government was slow to react when Russia squeezed gas supplies. Now cities are cutting back on lighting and hot water in a bid to avert disaster. Lighting and hot water. It's not funny, folks. The laughter comes from the stupidity of imbeciles like Jennifer Granholm going, we got to be more like Europe. They're moving with alacrity and speed. Yeah, they're cutting off the lighting and hot water. I mean, Joe, who needs hot water? You know, to be fair, yeah. I don't really need hot water. I don't. I honestly, I'm not messing with you. Like, I take cold showers, but I live in Florida. I do. I take freezing cold showers after I work out. Did you know that? Probably TMI. Jim can play the TMI buzzer later. We don't have it for this show because he likes to hear all my stories about whatever. I take freezing cold showers. I jump out of the sauna after working out and I heat shock proteins. You got to develop them in your body. It works great for me. I don't need hot water. But if, let me guess, Joe, if you're living in Germany and it's minus 20 one day in the winter, cold shower, I'm going to guess, doesn't really feel good.
No.
I'm going to
no.
just guess that.
And, no, and nice, you know,
the whole
water.
Lighting thing.
Yeah.
Nice hot. Yeah. Really warm up the whole, yeah. you know, body thing under the arms, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess also lighting is very helpful. Yeah. Especially when the sun goes down like 5 o'clock. Have you ever tried that lighting thing, Joe, at night? Is it beneficial to you?
Stub my toe a couple times without the lighting, yeah. but yeah, we need lights. Yeah.
Yep, thank you. Joe. Bold proclamations by Joe Armacost. yeah. So Jennifer Granholm, yeah, doesn't worry too much about any of that. Here's another one again, in case you think I'm making this up. So Germany's choosing between lighting and hot water. Here's CNBC. Hot meals or warm classrooms? United Kingdom schools face difficult choices as the energy crisis bites. Folks, all of this is completely unnecessary. Completely un. Do you understand this is completely unnecessary? None of this has to happen. To the liberals out there, you understand you voted for this. You voted for people who are walking you into a world where you're going to be choosing between light, hot water, hot meals, school lighting, gas in your car. Many of you will die. Some of you would rather be dead than admit how stupid you've been. It's just stunning. Stunning. To watch a bunch of supposedly smart, enlightened people that wear tolerance stickers on their chest and bumper stickers on their car tolerate such stupidity in their ranks. All right, let me get to my next sponsor, and then I want to get to a couple more things, including a great clip on abortion. Guy, I got to end with that Washington Examiner polling story we put at the end, because the polling story fascinates me, how they keep screwing this up. Folks, Helix. I have a Helix mattress, H-E-L-I-X. I have the Midnight Lux. I love it. You'll be obsessed with it, too. It is the most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. I've had quite a few. It's so quick and fun to unbox. You're going to love it. You won't believe how well you'll sleep on the mattress, waking up feeling rested and refreshed. Here's how Helix Sleep tailors a mattress for you. They have this quick quiz. It matches your body type and your sleep preferences, the perfect mattress for you. Tell them what you do. You sleep on your side, your back. They'll get you the mattress for you because everybody's unique. Helix knows that. They have several different mattress models to choose from, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to a mattress store again. Just go to helixsleep.com/Dan. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love the mattress, but you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. For a limited time, Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for listeners to this program. It's their best offer yet. So hurry on over to helixsleep.com/Dan. That's H-E-L-I-X. helixsleep.com/Dan. You won't regret it. Check it out. Okay. Folks, voters are waking up. Another bit of good news. It's why I can't say it enough. I am long on the United States. We've been down the stupid road before. We have. Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama. We've managed to course correct a little bit. We will fix it. We're still here. We're still the wealthiest country on planet Earth. We still have the greatest capital stock. We still have the most technologically advanced military. And we still have 40 to 45% of the country that haven't gone crazy. I'm not giving up. Here, proof that voters are waking up. Just a news article. Be in my newsletter today, Casey Harper. Majority of voters say they're less likely to support candidates pushing student loan forgiveness, says a new survey. Trafalgar released this, by the way. Trafalgar is usually spot on. I have that pollster on my show once in a while. He's amazing. Folks, it says to me that despite the Democrats' efforts to tell people that money is free and we can take care of you from cradle to grave, and don't you worry, nothing bad is going to happen. Big Daddy government's there. They are still saying, please stop. You're not helping. Government help is not help. It's a curse. It's a plague. People are waking up. All right. Let me skip ahead a little bit. Also, on the abortion front, the Democrats are celebrating on the abortion front. They think that the overturning in the Dobbs case of Roe v. Wade is going to be this big game changer for them in the elections. Listen, we'll see. We'll see. Having said that, it is up to us to fight moving forward, to fight for the right to life. If we don't fight for the right to life, then nothing else matters. Tax rates, nothing matter, don't matter if you're dead. Lila Rose, I've had her on the show before. Lila Rose was on Dr. Phil's show. She is an amazing advocate, by the way, for the right to speak. The right to defend life. I want you to watch this as she confronts an audience member who seems really eager to want to defend abortion and the termination of life in the womb. This is well said. Check this out.
A right has been taken away from us. And what is next?
I want to address that because our fundamental human right that we all share in this room is life. It's the first human right. Laws are meant to protect the weak. In a society, who's the weakest? Who's the weakest in the society? A child.
The poor.
They don't have a voice. They can't speak. A child
the
in the room.
That's
or
weak.
But a poor child would be the
keep
weakest.
Them that way by
and a child with disability. Listen,
kids.
Whether you live 10 minutes or 10 years or 100 years, you're a human life and you have the right to not be killed. And that's what the pro-life fight is all about. That's what we're fighting for, a culture of life where we provide real health care. You know, abortion is the intentional destruction of an innocent human life.
Folks, I don't ever want you to forget that line. You have the right to not be killed. Let that sink in for a minute. Don't run from this topic. The media and the left are in love with the idea of running on killing human lives. Let them do it. Let them do it. All right. Couple more things I want to get to. You know what? They're already preparing for a battle against Ron DeSantis in the upcoming election. My apologies for the odd segues between stories in today's show, folks, but sometimes the news cycle doesn't provide for the, you know, evergreen tie-in narrative I want. It's my job to try to make these things happen, but sometimes it just doesn't work. I just got to get the news out to you. And this is important too, the upcoming election in 2024. What? You're skipping ahead. No, I'm not skipping ahead. 2024 matters because if they can't get rid of Trump through their police state tactics, they will move seamlessly to Ron DeSantis, showing you again, the FBI and others out there become Democratic bouncers with the Biden administration. The media, of course, is in play with them as well. Here's Jonathan Chait. Now, again, showing you these people have no shame at all. This guy is a alleged writer for the New York Magazine or something. He pretends to be some intellectual. This moron was one of the big pee-pee tape guys. This guy, there was rarely would you find a bigger Russian collusion guy challenging elections than this guy, Jonathan Chait. So now watch him move seamlessly to Ron DeSantis in his tweet. They were wrong about the efficacy of the mRNA vaccines. DeSantis keeps courting anti-vaxxers. DeSantis said no such thing. DeSantis is an anti-vaccine. Here's this guy, writer for New York Magazine. Keep in mind, this was a pee-pee guy, Jonathan Chait, right? The zero credibility at all among sane people. But the left moved seamlessly to DeSantis now, right? Here's another narrative. DeSantis is anti-vax. DeSantis is no such thing. DeSantis challenged the efficacy. Can you go back to the tweet just for a second? They were wrong about the efficacy of the mRNA vaccine, DeSantis said. DeSantis was right. Here's the LA Times. LA Times, by the way, left-wing outlet. Study showed dramatic decline in effectiveness of all three COVID vaccines over time. You see how the pee-pee guys, you see how they don't care about their credibility? This is what the police state looks like when you have a corrupted media entity that will say anything because nobody will call this guy out. Nobody's going to say to this guy, dude, DeSantis' statement is factually accurate. And weren't you a pee-pee guy, by the way? You did the pee-pee thing, right? Nobody. The left loves this guy. What are you laughing at? He doesn't. He makes a good point. The LA Times has a headline that says the exact thing Ron DeSantis just said, but he doesn't call them anti-vax because he's a goon. He's a goofball. The guy's one of them. That's why he loves the FBI now. These guys are pathetic. All right, let me end with this story. This Washington Examiner story about the polling. I addressed this yesterday. Folks, you may be looking at a blue mirage, and this is kind of a tie-in, maybe a little bit of a better segue. It was difficult today, believe me. Stories are great. Sometimes they just don't tie in, though. But this does. Let the Democrats continue to push this abortion issue. I swear they're seeing this. I think what's happening is the polls out there are inaccurate. The media knows they're inaccurate, and they're starting to get a little bit worried. But they don't want the Republicans to think that the abortion issue via the Roe overturning of Roe is working for them. You get it? They want it out there in the media ecosystem that the American public wants to kill babies, period. So they keep saying, look at these poll data, man, people are close. Senate races are close. Well, Sarah Westwood at the Examiner, this is a really good piece. Again, it's in the newsletter today. Please go there. You can catch the link to my friend's donation site as well. You can see this article. Is this a blue mirage? The hidden catch in Democrats' summer surge ahead of the midterm elections. Here's one possible reason, she explains, and I believe this, for the polls showing Democrats, big surge, Joe, under Biden, Senate races, the House is super close. I don't buy any of it. We'll see. I don't buy any of it. One possible reason is underreported Republican support is that the type of person who hangs up the phone on a pollster these days is different from the type of person who won't. There's always the issue that perhaps the people who are willing to talk to pollsters are so different in some way that we can't adjust for it, this pollster said. They noted that the same dynamics fueling GOP mistrust in the media and government could also drive a refusal to answer questions for surveys. Bingo, baby. Joe, do you remember? I'm not sure if you do or not, but before, what is it, 2016 or? No, before the 2020 election, we did a podcast. I could pull it up. I don't want to waste Keith's time. It's there. I'm sure it's there. Maybe audience archivist Judy can find it. I told the story. I was in a gym and this couple comes up to me talking about politics. They recognized me from Fox talking about politics. They said, listen, of course, I'm voting for Trump. You think he's going to do it, et cetera, et cetera. He said, you know, Dan, I got a call the other day from a pollster and I love to mess with him. I told him I was voting for Biden. Do you remember that story?
I do.
Told that story.
I do.
Yeah. And I told him, remember the story? Because I told it a couple times.
Yep.
And folks, those weren't the only two.
No.
Probably 20 to 30 people told me that story when I ran into them in public. I'm telling you, throw the polls out the window. They are garbage. They've been garbage for multiple election cycles. The GOP voters don't trust these people at all. I'll bet they give them bad information. Best explanation I've seen yet. Read the piece. It's in the newsletter today. All right, that was a loaded show. I'm going to forego any promotion of my show this morning at the end to, again, just reiterate my small ask. If you have a few dollars, please. My friend Sean, he's in real bad shape, folks. Real patriot, man. GiveSendGo.com/G6HKG. The link is in the newsletter. It's on my True Social account. It's on my Parler account. It's on my Twitter account as well. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You're such a great audience, and I appreciate any support you give. I'll see you on the radio show later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.